Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for October the 26th, 2012. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax and supramarkets. We start with the Capesize sector in a very interesting week for the big ships, with the market moving rapidly. By midweek, the BCI was at the highest level since January the 4th, and the backhaul route moved into positive territory. Rumours flowed fast, with the West Australia-China run reaching the mid-$11 level, with $12 rumoured. Tubarão-Qingdao was over $24. Atlantic trading also showed significant improvement, to the extent that charterers talked of splitting transatlantic coal cargoes. However, as the week progressed, rates slipped as charterers fixed forward dates at around $10.50 from West Australia to China. Period trading was once again in evidence, and a 177,000 tonner, 2007 built, open in the east went at $13,750 daily for 11 to 13 months. Looking at the Panamaxes, and Atlantic rates slipped this week with the prospects for any upturn looking slim. Transatlantic trading has been limited as cargoes were in short supply. There was little reported fixed, as charterers were able to secure ships on a voyage basis, or APS with the time charter equivalent, at little more than $5,000 daily. Rates slipped for front haul, particularly from the US Gulf. There were more US Gulf-China grain cargoes, but Supramaxes had been cutting in on this trade. A Kamsarmax fixed for a mid-November trip from the US Gulf to China at $15,000 daily plus a $500,000 bonus. In the east, there was a good volume of activity, with some owners with early ships making gains. The market was very positional, and with a holiday on Friday, tonnage once again built up. That said, sentiment next week could again turn. For the Supras, it was a week of marking time in the US Gulf area, with more or less steady rates being talked. A 57,000 deadweight Dolphin type was booked from the US Gulf to the East Med at about $10,500 to $11,000 daily. Front haul business was fixed on a similar vessel at about $17,500 daily. Tonnage on the European side continued to struggle, as scrap inquiry from the continent remained spasmodic. Handysizes in the Atlantic faced an uphill struggle to fix this week, and as a result, most activity was well and truly kept under wraps. In the east, a lackluster market prevailed as reports emerged of a TES 58 unit, Open Japan spot being fixed for a trip APS NOPAC with redelivery Southeast Asia at just over $8,000 daily, plus a ballast bonus of about $325,000. Nickel ore business provided some support to the market, as a 57,000 deadweight vessel Open Lanshan spot was booked for a round voyage at about $7,000 daily. There was also some period inquiry as a TES 52 was fixed for about 3 to 5 months at $8,500 daily. Thanks for listening.